This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as U.S. House Democrats and President Trump have come much closer to passing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, the deal that was championed by President Trump to replace NAFTA. The two sides coming to an agreement for the deal, and U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said a short time ago that Democrats would never hold up a deal that's good for the country just because they're working to try to impeach President Trump.
We would never. Not any one of us is important enough for us to hold up a trade agreement that is important for American workers.
Minutes before Pelosi spoke, the House Judiciary Committee approved two articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. They say he betrayed the nation's trust and endangered U.S. national security. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Yay! Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Justice Department's Inspector General finds there was no bias when the Russia investigation was launched, but the report still says there was plenty of misconduct by some FBI agents. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
476 pages, including an executive summary. It's taken almost 2 years to complete the IG Michael Horowitz finding FBI performance failures, but no political bias. He writes, we did not find documentary or testimonial evidence that political bias or improper motivation influenced the FBI's decision to seek FISA authority on Carter Page. He's the former Trump campaign advisor surveilled by the FBI back in 2016.
President Trump will be attending Saturday's annual Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia. It'll be the president's third time attending the game. He did so as president-elect in 2016 and again in 2018. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Public health companies and LGBTQ groups are asking Facebook to remove misleading ads about HIV prevention medication. The ads, which link to law firms and ongoing lawsuits, play up the possibility of FDA-approved medication causing kidney failure and bone density problems. Advocacy groups are concerned the ads could scare people away from treatment. Facebook says its fact-checkers haven't found any falsehoods with the ads. The CDC is investigating an outbreak of E. coli infections linked to bagged salads. The agency is advising not to eat or sell fresh express sunflower crisp chopped salad kits. Have you got that? Yes, fresh express sunflower crisp chopped salad kits. The salads start with lot code Z. They have a best before date up to and including December 7th. The CDC says 8 infections have been reported in at least 3 states. And the Louisville, Kentucky Metro Police Department says a narcotics team was tracking a package on Saturday, executed a search warrant to pick it up after it was delivered, and sure enough, it turned out to be an air fryer. but it was carrying 20 pounds of meth. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Hope you're having a great day, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is there, along with podcasts that are absolutely free. Download, share them with your friends, your neighbors. Keep the conversation going and get involved. That's what is needed right now. Passive population at any level and on any topic, no bueno. Okay, it doesn't work. Are you tired of the chaos? We're going to get out of this chaos. It's going to require all hands on deck. With us right now is Dr. Eddie Moody. Dr. Moody has just had an incredible background. He's been a counselor educator at North Carolina Central University since 1995, professor of counselor education and associate dean of the School of Education, also serves as pastor of Tippett's Chapel in Clayton, North Carolina. Dr. Moody, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, thanks so much, Bill. It's good to be with you today, my friend.
Hey, I am excited to talk about first aid for your ministry and also first aid, more specifically, for emotional hurts. This is a theme that you picked up on, and I think right now emotional hurts are in the crosshairs specifically because the body of Christ – and everyday people, the everyday men and women, they're carrying a lot of emotional hurts. And we're going to talk about why they're coming out right now and what's exacerbating it. But, let's talk about the state of the union of the people. I mean, suicide rate amongst teens, veterans, 22 a day. Yes, we can talk about the opioid crisis. But beyond that, I mean, you know, guns in schools and, guns on our military posts and installations. I mean, this is absolute chaos, is it not?
Oh, it is. It is. And I mean, it's you hate to point it out, but the scripture does let us know when we kind of go our own way, bad things happen. And that's really what we've done as a nation. As you look at the population, the people that attend church on a weekly basis, you know, per population, the percentage is the lowest it's been probably in the history of our nation. So
right.
I think that's a lot of what's happening. You mentioned suicide. You don't have the support system that is there, and that has become so prevalent and embraced by some folks within, you know, the culture. Mm-hmm. When you see so many famous people have taken their lives and so forth, and then we don't have that support system. When you think about the support that folks receive in a regular congregation, just the ins and outs, the Titus 2, the older people training up the younger and so forth. So
exactly.
I think that has a lot to do with where we're at today.
And it doesn't take a lot of people to be sleeping on the wall and not to be so vigilant, right? I mean, we get passive. We think, okay, it's kind of okay. And then it's like we're waking up from our slumber and going, wait a minute. And what woke them up is probably the notice that maybe a family member, a young family member, committed suicide. Maybe they're opioid addicted, or there's a unplanned pregnancy or something, and they start looking and going, wait a minute, I'm no different than all these other millions of families that are experiencing the same degradation.
Yes. And so if we're a Christian, God has called us, number one, to support other folks and, to bear each other's burdens and to be there for other folks within the church. But he's also called us to be an ambassador to folks that don't know him, pointing them toward the gospel. And I fear in many ways we've become so self-absorbed. We've a little bit of a consumer mentality, even with church. And we're thinking more about, what is in the church for me, or what's the special program I might get.
Exactly.
Sometimes, rather than what can I be doing, or how can the church help me to minister to my neighbor or my family or my coworker or classmate.
Well, you can't give what you don't have. And if you're not coming to the fueling station and getting refueled, even on a weekly basis, I mean, Jesus said it's not food alone that he lives by every word that comes from the Word of God, right? So if you're missing out on the Word of God, I mean, it's no wonder that you're running around in fumes at a time when your tank needs to be full. Otherwise, you're going to be like those virgins sitting outside the door and trying to get somebody else's fuel, right?
Right. So we try to encourage folks to stay in the Word, to stay in a good relationship with the Lord, talking to Him constantly, and to be alert as you go to school, as you go to work, and even in church, be alert and be watching for people that may be experiencing difficulty, because you usually can see signs of problems. And so instead of like, well, I've got to see the ball game tonight or the latest Netflix show, take some time to be with that brother or sister or that coworker that doesn't know Christ, and do what you can to point them toward the Lord. So the book First Aid for Emotional Hurts, we just talk about, well, here's how you know if someone's struggling with an addiction or with depression, and here are some things you can do, because we as the body of Christ are really called to be the Lord's hands and feet, and to minister to folks in those situations.
Yeah, I think it starts with a mindset, Eddie. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I think you address this in the book. It starts with a mindset of wanting to be a problem solver. Do you want to be in unity with the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in ministering to people? Is that your commitment? If it is, then every day you go forth and you're looking. You're saying, okay, you're like that sheepdog. You're looking for the problems, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we need some sheepdogs desperately. Yeah. And so that's not an accident, that Jesus was the good shepherd. And so we have to understand that life is not just about us. It's about others. And we're to get Christ to others. And so whether I'm in school or whether I'm at work, I'm looking. And I don't have to take someone home with me that's in an abusive relationship, or just constantly counsel someone that's depressed. I'm more giving them a cup of water. I'm saying, hey, well, let's go and get up every morning and go for a walk, which helps a depressed person.
Right.
Or getting a person that may be in an abusive relationship, you're getting them to a battered women's shelter. There are steps, kind of like the Good Samaritan. He provided some resources for the man that was wounded. He found him. He got him to the inn and so forth. And so we're doing those basic kinds of things that really you see all through the Scripture, being an encourager, taking something to someone after they've lost a loved one, remembering them on the anniversary of the death. Those little actions go a long way
in
helping someone through those difficulties.
I'm always encouraged, Eddie, in the book of Proverbs, it talks about that word that is aptly spoken, and I've always shared with our audience that, sometimes it's more than a word. It's a smile. Sometimes, like you say, it's a cup of water. Those things that are aptly spoken. I mean, you think about that. Aptly spoken, what does that mean? It's just, it's God's time. It is a blessing, from the heavens. It's that little bit of manna that person needed to hear at that moment in time. What is that worth, Eddie? What is that worth at any level?
It is worth life and death in some situations, and heaven and hell. You know, that's
exactly
the right word. And to also think, well, I don't know what to say. Well, just be there and support them. You know,
right.
be someone that pats them on the back and does something in some way to help them out.
Well, Eddie, I would tell you, I had the same thing. I said, well, what do I say? And God said, listen to me.
Yeah.
And when I started doing that, things were coming out, and people say, well, that's so brilliant. I can't believe you came up. I go, it's not me. You know,
yeah.
But that's the way God uses us. More from Eddie after this.
Days of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatment, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Your
You know, I love this song from Danny Gokey. You know, it encourages us, you know, that, hey, the comeback is ours. It's written in the stars. This is our destiny. This is the purpose that God has made us for, is to have that comeback. He knew the things that we would be dealing with in this fallen world. It's not a beautiful thing. This is not the ultimate destination for us, thank God. And whether you're a believer or you're not, it's a matter of time, hopefully, before you find yourself believing in God's promises and what He played out and laid out for us and why He came and died for us, so that right now, as we are in anticipation of Emmanuel with us in the celebration of Christmas. You know, Eddie Moody, last week in the liturgical calendar, it was the second week of Advent and the Advent season, which is a preparatory time for Christmas. And the key aspect of the second week is repentance. We have to come to that point to realize that, you know, whether it is that, you know, if your reference is the Ten Commandments, whatever it is, if it is, you know, the strict doctrine of what, and I say strict, I mean only strict compared to our casual purview of the language that allows us to think that God will grade on the curve. So when I say strict, I mean that God said something and this is the way we're supposed to live our life. Whatever it is that you measure yourself by, you know, are you being faithful to that measurement? And if you are falling short, we're reminded at this time of the year that this is a time to, you know, take inventory of these things that are in your life and repent of those things. Because if we repent and turn to God, no matter what the situation, no matter, you know, like one of the big things that's hitting the church right now, two big things, I would say, the impact of pornography and the second thing is abortion. In both cases, about a third of people in the pew are either associated with pornography or, and they're active in it, or they have been actively involved with abortion. These are devastating emotional wounds, and, you know, the body of Christ in large, you know, the person you're sitting next to in the pew, not just, I mean, we always look to the shepherd, we always look to the pastor and say, well, that's the pastor. No, it's not. It's our job as the body of Christ to be the hands, the feet, the ears, the ear, you know, the elements of the body to come alongside and help these people who are coming back to say, look, I want the church to be real for me. But it's not real, because they're, meanwhile, they come Sunday and hidden in their heart and their spirits is this emotional wound. And how can you get that resolved and healed if you're just holding it back and you're not trusting God enough with it to say, God, you know what? I messed up. You know, I violated. I knew better. Whatever it is, I messed up. Forgive me. You know, and until you get to that point, you're going to continue to be this wounded warrior when we need you to be healthy and fighting the good fight alongside the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. So true. So what you're saying is, hey, we need to examine our own lives, and coming toward the end of the year and before Christmas is a good time to do it. And, you know, the scripture talks about, search me, O God, know my heart and try my spirit and show me what's wicked. Show me what I need to repent of, what I need to turn away from, and what I need to stop doing. And another aspect of that, when we think about helping others, is to be the kind of friend, to be the kind of person that would say to someone else, well, you know, when you talk to your spouse this way, or when you abuse your body in this way, you know, the scripture teaches us that there's consequences for that. But if you'll repent, you'll turn from that, you can really go in a different direction. And so we're today, it's like anything is okay. And so from the scripture, it tells us, no, it's not. And that's why we individually have trouble. But it's also why we need to speak that truth into one another's lives as well.
Right.
And if we really care about people, we'll do that. We'll do it soft. thoughtfully, you know, right. in a caring way.
Right.
But you can't keep doing certain things to your body, or you can't keep letting certain thoughts or images go through your mind without it having an impact. It's just not the way the Lord made this world of ours.
Exactly. Well, and this is why love, and why love, Eddie, what you're suggesting, love is so important. If we're not going to the filling station of love and getting filled up with love, we don't have anything to disseminate. And the thing is, when you think about, you know, as Jesus said, you know, the person that is forgiven much, what is their natural response?
Yeah, they're so thankful, you know, thankful. And so we do have clearly a divided country today. But, you know, Paul writes in Romans 12, overcome evil with good. And so instead of us kind of lashing out, we do want to look at love, how we can use that and still love people, even though they disagree with us, even though we don't agree with what they're doing, perhaps show that love toward them. And that is a way to overcome it.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, I don't want anybody to misunderstand. I may be a little passionate what I'm sharing here. It's not, you know, hail and brimstone here. We're not talking, you know, bring the, you know, spiritual baseball bat and start clubbing people. That's not what this is all about. God didn't do that to us. It may have felt like that, but God didn't do that to us. You know, the Holy Spirit came alongside, convicted us, drew us nearer to God, because the nearer we come to God, you can't deny the truth of God. And this is the Holy Spirit, you know, working in tandem with God's intent for our lives, so that we can be whole again. He doesn't want us walking around, you know, leaking holy oil here, you know.
You're right. It's almost like people will tend to ask for it, you know, or if you're really, you know, we talk a lot about mentoring today, you know, so you've got to tell me, where am I coming up short? Where am I? You know, I need you to tell me the truth if I'm going to improve as an employee. And similarly, we've invested our lives in people, we've cared about them, we've been there for them when bad things have happened, then we sometimes will say, well, would it be okay if I shared something I've observed with you, you know, gently coming in? Otherwise, it's almost like fishing, you know, if you're too out there, often they are repelled and leave us. So too often we probably have come across with the baseball bat mentality, and people are like, I don't want any of that.
Right. You know? Well, what I found, Eddie, is people know. They self-indict.
Yeah.
They really do. I mean, I used to, when I was leading a group of salespeople, I said, look, you know, our opportunity is to match up strengths and weaknesses. Let me tell you this. You're not fooling anybody. Everybody here in the room knows where your weaknesses are. They know mine. I'm the manager, but they know where I fall short. And I'm going to be vulnerable with you and say, look, hey, I have no problem with that. And being vulnerable to say, your strength against my weakness makes me a better manager, and my strength against your weakness makes you a better salesperson. Are you willing to have that kind of agreement? And I'll tell you, the staff did, and we had five winning seasons, Eddie. Five winning seasons.
There you go.
I'm telling you. You know,
well,
and we honored God. We honored God in all this. And of all places, it was, we worked for a religious group. Okay, it was a religious group of stations, and it was the secular side of their operation. It wasn't the religious side. This is how God's hand of favor was upon us. You know, certainly we had the freedom because we did work for a, you know, a religious company, but we were on the secular side. Some affectionately referred to us as heathens. But we still loved God, and that was the main thing. And we still love them too, even though they called us names.
Yeah, we got past it, right? And showed that love and tried to help them along.
But it is a process. There's no doubt about it, because I'll tell you, the flesh, it stinketh when it's burning. But we need to burn some of that flesh and some of those personal desires, right?
You got it. You got it.
And you got it.
And be the ambassador the Lord has called us to be, and be focused on others as opposed to just thinking about ourselves.
Amen. Dr. Eddie Moody has been with us, a counselor educator at North Carolina Central University. He's been there since 1995. His book, First Aid for Your Ministry. There's also First Aid for Emotional Hurts. His books will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Moody, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. God bless.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Enjoyed it. God bless you.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as U.S. House Democrats and President Trump have come much closer to passing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, the deal that was championed by President Trump to replace NAFTA. The two sides coming to an agreement for the deal, and U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said a short time ago that Democrats would never hold up a deal that's good for the country just because they're working to try to impeach President Trump.
We would never. Not any one of us is important enough for us to hold up a trade agreement that is important for American workers.
Minutes before Pelosi spoke, the House Judiciary Committee approved two articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. They say he betrayed the nation's trust and endangered U.S. national security. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Ben Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment, just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, glad you tuned in. And, you know, we're here by the grace of God every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Gregory Wrightstone is going to be joining us in just a moment. It's appropriate for us to have Greg here for many reasons, because in the midst of all this controversy that's happening in our government today, we need to stay focused on everything. I'm telling you, it is everything. I know it's a plethora of stuff. We're all juggling balls, trying to go, gosh, how do I keep on top of what's going on with this impeachment insanity? What's happening with China? And of course, climate change, now Christmas sweaters are a problem. It's just an endless battalion of issues that we have to deal with. And the reason I say we have to stay vigilant, because if you're not, our government and agencies and people groups, interest groups have been very well weaponized and accommodated. And if we're not careful, they're going to sneak in some legislation or sneak in some regulation. Thank God for Donald Trump, because he put a stop to it. But if we were under, a different administration, particularly a Democratic
administration, we'd be looking like California. I mean, it's insane the stuff that they come up with time and again. He is the geologist, climate contrarian, author of Inconvenient Facts, also the mobile app that you must have on your phone. And he's with us right now, Dr. Gregory Wrightstone. Greg, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Oh, thanks for having me back on, Bill. Yeah, and it's not just the federal level. We're seeing economically crippling proposals being put forth at the state level across the United States. Yeah. I've been talking to people in Vermont, Oregon. They dodged a bullet last year, but it's coming back. It'll be re-proposed probably this spring when they convene again. Mm-hmm. Here in Pennsylvania, where I'm calling from, we've got plans to impose, not legislatively, by executive fiat, the governor's trying to impose cap and trade on the state. Like you said, thank God for Donald Trump. He got us out of the Paris Climate Accords.
Exactly. And to that point, I was looking forward, particularly since you brought that up, the report came out this week that actually America is ahead of its projection in terms of the agreement that it made with the Paris Accords, right now just naturally doing the things that we do as responsible citizens of the world, are we not?
Yes, we are. We've reduced our carbon, and bear in mind, I'll just remind your listeners, what we're talking about here mainly is carbon dioxide and the supposed greenhouse gas that's warming the Earth to catastrophic levels. It's not, by the way, but that's what we're talking about, is CO2.
That's the headline they keep putting out.
Right. And so what they have done, what we have done, we, the United States, have reduced our CO2 emissions by 14% over the last decade. But the key thing here, and I'm not... I just came back from the gym where I wore my iHeart CO2 t-shirt, and I've got an iHeart CO2 bumper sticker on the back of my SUV. So we've talked, I'm a huge proponent of the many benefits of increasing CO2.
Yes.
But be that as it may.
That's what we take in, right? That's part of the oxygen process, right?
Well, it's mainly for plants.
No, for plants, but I mean, if plants don't have CO2, then we're in trouble.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, end of the last ice age, we nearly crossed what was called, I call the line of death. That's the minimum threshold for plant life to exist.
Right.
That's 150 parts per million. We almost crossed that. Mm. And we're still looking at it from the geologic context, which I'm a geologist, so I look at the big picture. We're actually CO2 impoverished. We don't have too much CO2. We don't have enough. Mm. And the Earth is thriving and prospering. Partly because of that,
right.
Just completely opposite of what we're being told. But the big thing here we're talking about is the United States reduced by 14% its CO2 emissions. The EPA secretary that was just appointed by Donald Trump, the new EPA secretary, Briette, just 2 weeks ago, said that the increase in carbon dioxide emissions from China in just 45 days has completely offset our 14% decrease over the last 10 years.
Wow.
So China is just crushing it. They're opening more coal mines, opening more lignite mines. They're creating more electricity generation stations using coal fire. And I will say that the Chinese government, the premier there, Xi, I believe is his name, and Donald Trump have a lot in common. Mm-hmm. They both understand that your economies, if you want to boom the economy, an economy is driven by high volume, reliable, abundant, affordable energy. And you get that from coal. You don't get it from wind. You don't get it from solar. You get it from coal and nuclear. Maybe not as inexpensive, but those are the things that China is doing. Donald Trump understands that. And that's why, in his case, Donald Trump acted to prevent harm on the American economy, and the Chinese are saying, well, we're going to just thumb our nose or maybe extend a certain finger to the Paris Climate Accords, and we're going to just double down. And in fact, the world has reduced its gigawatt hours of coal-fired emissions by around 3, while the Chinese have increased theirs by 33.
So much for signing the accord, right?
does no good. Greta Thunberg just this week said, oh, she was so dismayed because nothing we're doing is making a difference. Well, I could have told her that. She didn't have to go to Madrid. She didn't have to go to Chile. She didn't have to travel to New York to yell at us, how dare you at the UN. I could have told her that. She could have stayed home and stayed in school. Right. Nothing she's doing is going to make a difference, because what they think that carbon dioxide levels are the thermostat by which the Earth's temperature has changed. They really believe that they can control the uncontrollable. By that, I mean the Earth's temperature. And if we look at, again, I'm a geologist, so I look at the big picture, and if we look at the data coming out of Antarctica, the Antarctic ice cores, we find that during each glacial and interglacial period, temperature changed first, and then it was followed by CO2 change.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, as the oceans heated up, it started expelling CO2, and then in the ice ages, as the oceans cooled down, the ocean is a great carbon dioxide sink, and it sucked it up.
Right.
So we know from Antarctica, for 800,000 years, we know as a fact, and it's not in dispute, that CO2 has not been driving temperature. But the Ayatollahs of alarmism will tell you, oh, well, yeah, but that all that changed in the 20th century. Well, that's not how geologic processes work. And we always look, as geologists, we look for the past is the key to the future, and we also say the present is the key to the past, because we study Earth's processes and say that those same processes have occurred throughout the geologic time. And so it's crazy. There's so many ways that we can point at to show that they're just wrong about what they're saying about the primary.
But they're so ideologically fixed, Greg. I mean, I keep referencing this to the audience. I found myself rereading Jordan Peterson's book, and the thing that stuck out for me, because that's what we're dealing with, you know, politically and in our daily conversations. People are becoming so ideologically fixed, and that's why we're at each other's throats. There's no, you know, you're not hearing me, and I'm not hearing you. We're just kind of yelling past one another.
Yeah.
And this is what's getting people so angry and frustrated. But I like what Jordan Peterson said, and that is that when you become ideologically fixed, you really stupefy yourself. You become stupid because you're not learning. You're not hearing the other side and getting feedback. You're blocking the feedback out, and you're so sure that you're right when you become in time so wrong.
Yeah. Well, I had an opportunity to go to Cornell University and debate a professor up there a few weeks ago.
I want to talk about that, but we got to go to break.
Okay.
More when we come back from Gregory Wrightstone after this. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process. Professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books at all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, because it's that doggone important in the era of hearsay and fake news and opinions ruling in the absence of fact. But we're here to bring you even the inconvenient facts, the science that Al Gore doesn't want you to know. Gregory Wrightstone is with us, author of said book. Also an app, a mobile app that is available for Android and iPhone. iPhone, which I use, and well, I'll tell you, it is a powerful device. Let me tell you, you want to do something really special for somebody for Christmas. First of all, I think the book, Inconvenient Facts, a great stocking stuffer. And then you can also gift them. They can gift somebody the app as well for their phone, right?
Well, I'm not sure.
We're not that sophisticated. We got to do that. We got to figure that out. We got
to
figure
out how to do it.
Well, let's get the IT guy to figure out a button to make that happen. And if nothing else, I mean, you can just get their phone and pay for it yourself and
right.
Say Merry Christmas. You know,
and I'll book my app guy. He's a Patriots fan, but
yeah,
he's a pretty good guy anyhow.
Exactly. Is he still a little sad because of the other night?
Yeah. We just talked this, but yeah. We're adding stuff to the app and have plans to add a lot more and keep it updated with new information. But it's a powerful tool like you talk about, because you're going to have all this information right in the palm of your hands. You can't carry a book with you.
Exactly.
You can carry your smartphone.
Well, and the thing is, you've made it so easy, because the main points of argument and contention that come up, you've highlighted, you've got answers, you've got scientific fact right there. And, and the thing is, if you're ill-prepared, somebody's passion over your passive awareness, or maybe even ignorance of the topic, you're going to be overwhelmed. The next thing you know, you're nodding your head up and down to something that's totally ridiculous and untrue.
Yeah, and the power of two is, it's really important as a scientist, it's important to me and everybody that's interested in this, to make sure that whatever we're talking about and whatever we show in terms of a chart or a figure, you better know where that came from. You better know what the source was. And that's what I've done here. Each one of these are linked to the original source, the peer-reviewed study, the NASA information, National Oceanographic Administration, whatever it is, you can go right there and look at that.
Yeah, you don't want to go around quoting that deal that even the president of the Sierra organization was going around saying, well, what was the deal? 90%, 98% of scientists agree, that the planet is, there's climate change and, all this threat and everything. And, of course, logic would tell you, you can't even get that many scientists to agree on the sky being blue, much less that we've got issues with the climate, right?
Oh, absolutely. And as geologists, I think there's a great majority of geologists as a group, because we study the long history of the Earth and the Earth's temperature. Mm-hmm. It's called paleotemperature. Those are geologists. They're not climatologists.
Right.
And most of the geologists I know, vast majority, believe as I do, that the same natural forces are in action today as they have been for, since the dawn of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean the planet is. Would you say the planet is alive and well?
Oh, not only well, it's prospering. It's getting better and better and better by almost every metric you look at.
Right.
The Earth is improving and thriving, and humanity's benefiting. We've talked, you and I, talked about this, and the humanity. It's really as a Christian, I look at it from as a Christian. So many times the leaders of the denominations, the Pope, have really, I think, a distorted view of climate change and what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And it shocks me because I think the Pope underestimates the power of God. God created the heavens and the earth, and I'm sure there wasn't that moment in time where he suddenly realized, oh, my God, we got climate problems, and he goes to Peter and goes, hey, I thought you fixed this, you know?
Yeah. Well, and the Pope's, his policies that he wants to promote would actually hurt the people he wants to help. He would hurt, and with his policies, with the Green New Deal, with Paris Climate Accord, would actually hurt the poorest among us the most and drastically, because we can lift people up out of generational poverty and use it. If there's a tremendous correlation between energy use and prosperity.
Exactly.
There's strong correlation there.
Right.
So the better off you are, the more energy you use, the more prosperous you are.
Exactly. Greg, let's talk about your experience at Cornell. I'm surprised that you could have a debate with somebody. I mean, some of these college campuses, because, they don't believe in the First Amendment of free speech. It's rare that you get an opportunity to, to talk truth.
It was. I was shocked. These things just do not happen. Mm-hmm. And the professor Green that I debated, and this was a true official debate. It was in their debate and forensics class, and there were about 180 students in this large room.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't open to everybody or advertised,
right?
Because they didn't want.
Maybe that's why it happened, because it wasn't open to everybody. It wasn't advertised.
Well, there was a gentleman that was a huge donor to Cornell, and he was sat on the board of directors, and he loves my book. I think he's bought might be 50 or 60 copies already that he's just distributed everywhere, and he was a huge proponent of what I had to say and how I say it and my what I have in the book and the app, and he made this happen. It was because of him that we did this, and it was really, really, really interesting. These kids in that room, most of them had never heard anything about what I was telling them. All they knew that there was a science denier, a climate change denier, was going to debate their professor.
Uh-huh.
Well, they heard some things that they've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
A rational, science-based argument against catastrophic man-made warming.
Mm-hmm.
And after the debate, we provided, again, there were about 180 students. We gave away. I said, anyone who wants a book, you come down here and get it. And my brother drove up with me to Cornell.
Right.
And he was standing there distributing the books. And each person that came in, each student, he'd hand him a book and look him right in the eye and say, I'll give you this book. But you have to promise to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the deal.
Right.
You take the book, we'll give it to you, but you read it.
Exactly.
And we're like, okay.
Yeah.
And I talked to a lot of the students afterwards that disagreed with me, but they weren't, what they talked about was their eyes were opened.
Mm. They were less convinced. than
So I came away very enthused about it.
That's good. Well, you know, and it is rewarding when you have that opportunity when you exchange, because what happens, you're enlarging them, they're going to enlarge you. It is a symbiotic relationship. But when we go in and we're so stubborn to our own issue that we're not open to hear and learn from other people, because that's the way the world goes round. It doesn't go round when we're stubborn and our heels are locked in the mud.
Yeah. Hey, what was fascinating, first of all, in a debate situation, there's a pro argument and an anti argument. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be the professor to speak first. Well, they flipped it around because I wanted him to speak first so I could respond.
Right.
But they flipped it around so I spoke first. But when he finally got up, we each had 10 minutes initially to say our piece, and then we went back and forth. But the first thing he said, he held my book up and he says, "I've read this entire book." He says, "I've gone through it in detail." And he says, all 60 inconvenient facts he lists in the book, he says, I they're actually correct. And I was like, whoa. And he said, I just believe that his interpretation of what he's stating is just not wrong. It's just wrong. Mm-hmm. And so we went back and forth, and it was pretty interesting. And I had we were each assigned a student to work with that they also got up and were able to take our side of the debate. So
interesting.
It was interesting to work with the young man that I did there.
Mm-hmm.
It was all in all pretty interesting experience. Again, these things just don't happen because they want to shut us up.
Exactly.
They don't want me speaking. They don't want you speaking out about
mm-hmm.
this. But especially scientists that mm-hmm. can present a rational argument. And I hope I would be one of those.
Right. Well, you are. And Greg, it is so important because, meanwhile, you've got all this fake news and everything else. I mean, like this headline says, top economists say the economic effects. I mean, top economists. Okay, so that means if you're not, you know, one of the top economists that they you don't rate, so your opinion doesn't matter. You know, so shut up and just listen to what they say. In the words of the senator from Hawaii, says the economic effects of climate change are just beginning to be felt, and they're likely to be likely to start snowballing. See, when you see headlines like this, and there are repeated headlines like that in the mainstream media, it gives you a false premise. And then, not to mention the fact that you've got the governor of California blaming Donald Trump for the wildfires because he's not supporting climate change.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. The wildfires. I don't know if we have time to go there.
We only got about a minute. So yeah, that's a whole another day. But yes, exactly. But if you want to summarize something about the insanity of Gavin Newsom's wildfire theories, have at it.
No,
we'll save it for another day.
Let's do that because it's fascinating.
Right, exactly.
I do appreciate you having me on here, and it's again, I think, like you had said before, I think the book makes a wonderful gift. I've actually just my wrist is sore. I was signing books this
morning. Oh, great!
I had several people buying. Multiple copies.
A plethora. Well, there's lots of stockings hanging and that need to be filled, and this is a great stocking stuffer, and it will be a blessing that will enlighten your family members and your friends as well. So how do they get their hands on your book?
Well, I go to my website, inconvenientfacts.xyz. It's available on Amazon. Most people buy on Amazon, just so you see it.
And we're linking it on our website as well, Greg. So either way, it's easy. It's a no-brainer. And so Merry Christmas. Make sure you take advantage of this excellent offer. Gregory Wrightstone on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been here.